Thank you very much for choosing us. We are live on air with Sihle Shabalala as we celebrate Africa Month for Money Matters today. A very big conversation we're having off air, Sihle, on African spirituality. And I'm hoping you will be able to help us with some of the questions that we have. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tosan. Thank you for having me.
I think first off, before we go into what we're going to be speaking about today, when it comes to our ancestors, is it a praise or acknowledge thing? Do we praise our ancestors? Do we acknowledge them? Do we ask them for things? Do we thank them for things?
Thank you so much. I think that is a very important question for Africans who practice spirituality that has an inclination to ancestors. It is important to get the vocabulary right. Africans who practice that type of belief do not actually praise or worship their ancestors, but they acknowledge them because they believe that ancestors are mediators. Mm-hmm. That is why then you'll find that in what we call a praise name or a clan name, there is a mention of different ancestors that lived. That is then an acknowledgement that as I am, I come from them. Actually, you do so because they believe that they are in a closer place with the creator, Umvelinqangi. So it is ancestors then are therefore acknowledged as mediators that connect us to Umvelinqangi, who in the African context is God.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, Sihle, how do you cultural expectations like supporting extended family or funding ceremonies or even how does that impact our financial independence?
I think you have crafted your questions quite profoundly to say that in the context of the Africa, people are not independent entities. Individualism is not part of us. So therefore, when we build ourselves, when we build our wealth, we build our wealth understanding the importance of connecting with other people. There are sacred things that are quite important, where we need to send our money to. In fact, in the good old days, kwakuhlala kunebhodi elithekiwe laliphekelwe ukuthi in case kunesihambi sizofika funa isihambi singadluli isilambini. So it was important back then to take care of the poor, to take care of strangers and the vulnerable. So your money must be able to support the poor so that you bring good fortune to each. That's one. But also two, ukwakha umuzwa kini is one of the most important responsibilities that the African child has, particularly if we are speaking of a man. A man has a responsibility to ukuvusa umuzwa kibo. So your money must be able to take care of your siblings. But lastly, there are various festivals that we do to celebrate who we are as Africans, to celebrate perhaps our culture or to do our rituals. Your money must also know those particular things because that then brings good fortune to your money.
Mm-hmm. Now, does African spirituality offer practical guidance on attracting wealth and managing our money wisely?
Definitely, definitely. It is unfortunate now that you know, we have neglected the development of our language, and when we recall a language in its etymological senses or in its original sense, there are many lessons that are found there. For instance, make sure ubuhle bendoda iinkomo zayo. What that basically meant is that a man's greatest strength is his wealth. So in the absence of wealth, a man is not celebrated. In the absence of wealth, a man is not dignified. So there's so much lessons that we have now forfeited because we have neglected not only our culture, but the value of language and how it was appreciated at that time. So there are many practical lessons, honestly, that the African culture in itself has that can progress us. In fact, I want to also argue that one of the reasons that African people find it hard to succeed commercially, it is because commerce in itself exists as a cultural composite of a particular people. So when you erode people from their own cultural norms and you put them in a system where the interaction is not based on their culture, it becomes very difficult for those people to thrive. And so issues like saving, investment, for people of other races, particularly the white people,
yeah.
that is something that exists within their cultural norms. And so it is not something that they need to take a class and go to school and learn, but found within their cultural interaction, there is a commercial entity that is natural. And so it is important also, Nati, for us as black people, to then revisit our language, to say what type of language are we using and how commercially viable is that language. Because you'll find that in most of the language, even the ones that we are building now, we are building a language that celebrates spending. We are building a language that celebrates this thing of partying, and it celebrates being glamorous. And we are not building a language, we're not building a culture that is full of investing, that is full of saving, but we are glamorizing people who spend. And those are part of the dangerous things. Mm-hmm. If you look at what we call influencers, particularly in the black communities, it's people who are spending lavishly, people yeah. who are drinking alcohol. So we are continuing to feed developing a culture that celebrates consumerism and commercialization of who we are.
We're running out of time, Sihle, but I have to ask you this. Now that you've said such a mouthful in the end, what advice then do we give to our young Africans who want to respect their culture? Because I think you're right. A lot of Africans, young Africans, might be very confused when it comes to who we truly are. So what advice do we give those young Africans who want to respect their culture but also build wealth independently?
I think that is a noble thing. The fact that there are young people who may have that consideration. I would say it is important. Culture is like roots. In the absence of roots, the stem cannot stand. In the absence of roots, the tree cannot bring forth fruit. So we need to find ourselves a spiritual home as young people, because the more we discover who we are spiritually, the easier it is for us to advance in the physical. And so I would commend that. But secondly, I would then say to young people, and they must understand and appreciate that all toil and hard work is meaningless if not connected to a particular altar.
Mm-hmm.
What drives a person is not necessarily the fact that they've got ambitions in and by themselves, but what drives a person is that they are able to live a life that is accounted to, not to themselves only, is accounted to God, is accounted to the family, is accounted to the community. And spirituality yeah. then makes those entities to be more sovereign than we are. And so I would say, as you pursue money, as you pursue success, do it as an obligation to God, do it as an obligation to your family, do it as an obligation to your community, and therefore success will be inevitable.
Sure. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. We could have a conversation the whole day because there's so much we need to know, but we're going to stop it here for today. Thank you very much for coming on to the show. Social media,
so
where can people get you?
You can find me on Facebook. On Facebook, I'm Sesihle Africa Wisdom Shabalala. You can also find me on Instagram, Sesihle Africa Wisdom Shabalala. I think those are the socials that I'm available in.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.